This is day six of the Kansas Weed Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. USDA NASS released the Kansas Crop Progress Report on Monday afternoon, which estimated that harvest was 23% complete at the end of June 17th. This is an increase both in comparison to last year at 19% and the five-year average of 11%. Winter wheat condition rated 15% very poor, 31% poor, 36% fair, 16% good, and only 2% excellent. Winter wheat coloring was 94%, equal to last year, and ahead of 88% for the five-year average. Mature was 64%, ahead of 57% last year. Jay Armstrong, a farmer from Atchison County, reported that he finished his harvest on Monday. Armstrong's farm average for his wheat harvest was 61 bushels per acre, with a test weight of 59 pounds per bushel. Armstrong said, "We did have small kernels this year, which made it difficult to set the combine." He was especially impressed with the Kansas Wheat Alliance variety Zinda. He said it stood well when we had some pounding rains that actually green-snapped corn that was planted around the fields. Wheat Harvest 18 doesn't just stop for farmers when the last swath of a field is cut. Marketing decisions are also an important factor weighing on farmers' minds as their combine header rolls on. Armstrong reported, "Our basis here was at 5 cents per bushel. I can't remember when I saw a basis that narrow at harvest." Jenny Gehring, a farmer in McPherson County, reported that her family operation wrapped up the first leg of their harvest on Saturday. While their ground close to home is harvested, Gehring will be heading to western Kansas on Tuesday to start harvesting acreage in Kearney County. Late-season frosts did some damage to Gehring's McPherson County acres. She said those frosts hurt our crop really badly, especially after it had just barely survived with the drought. There were a few days in April that just really hurt those yields. Those yields ranged from 30 to 32 bushels per acre, a decrease from recent years. Test weights ranged from 60 to 62 pounds per bushel. Gehring said, "We're glad that it's over, but we're gearing up to head west. Now that we're done here, we would definitely welcome a rain at our central Kansas farm." Craig Bennett, general manager of the Farmers Co-op in Abbeville, reported that his location saw their first load of wheat on June 8th. At this point, Bennett said their harvest is nearing 95% completion. He said it's gone by pretty fast. "We had a few sprinkles this afternoon, but that hasn't slowed them down any." Yields for the area are better than expected for many of Bennett's farmers, but still lower than recent years. Test weights are about 60 pounds per bushel, and proteins are running 12% and above. April freezes also affected acres and yields near Abbeville this year. He said late frosts really hurt some of the varieties out there, but some of them held up pretty well, all things considered. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.